First Corinthians chapter 4. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Furthermore, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I shall be judged by you or by man's judgment. Yes, I do not judge myself, because I know nothing by myself, yet I am not justified because of it, but he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge no thing before the time until the Lord comes, who bought H will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will reveal the counsels of the hearts, and then every man shall have praise from God. And these things, brothers, I have in a figure transfer to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up against one another, because who causes you to differ from another? And wake at, do you have that you did not receive? Now if you received it, why do you take pride in it as if you had not received it? Full. Now you are rich. You have reigned as kings without us. And I wish to God you did reign, that we also reign with you. Because I think that God has set forth us the apostles last, as it were, appointed to death, because we are made a spectacle to the world and to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honorable, but we are despised. Even to this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are beaten, and have no certain place to live, and labor, are king with our own hands, being reviled, mocked, made fun of. We bless, being persecuted, we suffer for it, being slandered, we ask that they be are given, we are made as the filth of the world, and of all things to this day. I write these things not to shame you, but as my beloved so, I warn you, because of you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers, because in Christ Jesus I have fathered you gospel. Therefore I urge you, be my follow RS, because for this Rhea son I have sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved son and faith in the Lord, who shall remind you of my ways sure in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Some are puffed up with pride, as though I would not come to you, but I will come to you shortly, if the Lord wills, and will know the speech of those who are puffed up with pride. But the power, because the kingdom of God is not in W, ord, but in power. What do I, O, want? Shall I come? To you wit, H, A, rod, or in love, and in the spirit of humility?